Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We got it. We got it. We got it. We got it. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. Amen. We are here. Here we are. We are here, and here we are. Amen. On night number 14 of our 40-day fast, 40 days of prayer. 40 days of prayer, people of God, and we are grateful. We are grateful, grateful, grateful. Grateful to the Lord, amen, for bringing us here yet again to the Prayer News Network Global. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord on tonight, people of God. Again, this is day number 14, and we're almost halfway. And we bless God on tonight. We bless him. We bless him. Glory to God. We just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. We say welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on tonight, people of God, wherever you're listening from, however you're listening, however you're joining in with us, we just want to welcome you. We want to welcome you with open arms. We just want to welcome you with arms of love. Amen. We love you. We thank God for you. We appreciate you. Amen. We don't know. We may not know you by name, but we know you by spirit. Amen. And we believe God. Amen, Jesus, because God is love. Amen. We're his people. We're the sheep of his pastor. And we just bless the Lord. Amen. We bless him, bless him, bless him as we come to dwell together in unity. Amen. So we thank God tonight. We thank God for you. Wherever you're listening from, for those that are listening by Facebook, PNN page, or our ReArc Prayer Group 52 page, we thank God for you. We thank God for our listeners that are dialing in. God bless you. God bless you tonight. We give God thanks and we give God praise for you. We thank God for all of our listeners that are listening by way of radio, those that are listening, glory to God, by way of the internet, just dialing in, Googling Prayer News Network, amen, or the PNN. However you're tuning in with us, we just want to thank God for you on tonight. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for, amen, the Lord bringing us here together. Amen. One cause, amen, that we can pray, that we can intercede, because it's not the will of God that any be lost, but that all would come to repentance. Amen. The Lord wants to see us healed. He wants to see us delivered. He wants to see us restored. Amen. Glory to God. It is for this cause that he died on the cross, people of God. And when he did it, amen, he did it for the whole man, our spirit, our mind, our soul, our bodies. He did it for the total man. And we are here on tonight. Glory to God, we are here on tonight because we know that there are areas, we know that there are situations and circumstances. People of God, even as the scripture declares, men ought to always pray, always, always. Glory to God, there's always something to pray about, always someone to pray for. And here we are availing ourselves here on this Prayer News Network, people of God. We've come together collectively, we've come, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, and we are following our All Saints 40-day fast of intercession as given by our chief apostle, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James, the man of God, amen, laid out, and we follow a 40-day fast session during this time. For 40 days, we're praying different prayer points. We're praying different prayer points. And people of God, here we are today at day number 14. And we are, people of God, we are praying these 40 days right along with this fast of intercession. Those of you that desire to fast along with us, you can. We'll give you directives, amen, at the end of our broadcast and let you know what our prayer point will be for the next day. Amen. So you got to tune in. You got to stick with us to the end because you're finding out what we're praying for in the next day. Amen. So we thank God. We bless God for you, each and every one. We do bless the Lord. We thank him for, again, bringing us together. I just want to acknowledge my leaders, as you are texting a couple of people as you are going out to your Facebook, our Facebook page, sharing our PNN link. Just tag somebody. Tag somebody. Glory to God. Amen. Send them a message via Messenger that they can come and be a part of this broadcast on tonight. So tag somebody, share, dial somebody, go into that group message and send, glory to God, send out a text message and just tell them, join me on the PNN, join me on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Tell them to join us, people of God. Tell them to join us. Amen. God is doing great things and we are being sharpened. The scripture declares, iron sharpeneth iron. Iron sharpeneth iron. Amen. And here we are. We're sparking. We're touching faith to faith. Yes, faith to faith. We're coming together, believing God. We're believing God, people of God, for, amen, breakthrough. We're believing God for increase. We're believing God, hallelujah, for what seems to be impossible. But we know that all things are possible through him. So we thank God on tonight for each of you for your coming on tonight. We do bless the Lord, people of God. Again, go ahead and tag a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. And listen, for the remainder of this 40-day fast, invite people of God. Invite them to come. Amen. Just break into their schedule and invite them to come on out and be with us. And while you're doing that, people of God, I just want to acknowledge my leaders, again, giving God thanks and praise for our senior apostle on tonight, Apostle Samuel Huggins James, and thanking God on tonight for my bishop, our bishop, and my pastor on tonight, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking God for him. Glory to God. Just giving God thanks and praise for the women of God that stand by their side. And how could I, amen, listen, people of God, our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, we give God thanks and praise for her. Glory be to God. For the first family, we bless God. We thank God, amen, for her labor of love, her untiring, amen, prayer life and praying for this ministry of Jesus Christ right alongside our founding father on tonight, as always, giving God thanks for the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James. Amen. We give God thanks tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For them always, for their untiring commitment to come to help to be a part of this PNN Global Outreach Ministries. We thank God on tonight. For each of them, we thank God tonight for our prayer warriors, our PNN prayer warriors. Thanking God tonight for our scripture readers. We give God thanks. We give God praise for everyone. We thank God for you, you, and you. We give God thanks and praise for you. Amen. For our leaders that do come to the line just to sit, just to be refueled, just to listen. Amen. Just to come and pull what you need from the Lord. Amen. As the song says, what you need, God got it. Amen. And we thank God, people of God, because we're not trying to replace, amen, the church of the living God, but we certainly are an outreach ministry. And people of God, here we are venturing out to win the lost at any cost. Amen. Sometimes we know that we're not physically able to be in certain places, but we thank God for these airways, glory be to God, going out into the whole earth. And glory to God, thank God for his divine appointment. Yes, sir. Amen. For his people to be in the right place at the right time, that they can hear word, or that they can hear prayer, or that they can touch and agree as they're hearing something over these airwaves. Something, glory to God, when they hear the word, when they hear the voice of the Lord in the voice of his messenger, in the voice of his prayer warriors, when they hear the voice, yes, their faith can be quickened. Hallelujah. And we know, people of God, that one word from the Lord can change our lives forever. Take God a whole lot, people of God, just to be in the right place at the right time to hear the right word. So we thank God for these airways, glory to God, that are going out, that are crossing over, countries. Amen. Now reaching into 100 countries. We give God thanks and praise for you, wherever you're listening from, whatever time you're listening. We thank God for you. Amen. And we just pray, amen, Jesus, that you elevate your faith as you're listening to this prayer. Amen. This 40 days, as you're listening to the word that come over these airways, that you will be blessed and that you will be quickened, people of God. Again, one word from the Lord. Amen. Listen, and if you're praying, people of God, and if it has not happened yet, don't you be discouraged. Amen. If you feel like, people of God, that you need your faith to be increased, you just ask God, amen, even as the soldier said, Lord, amen, help thou my unbelief. Amen. If I'm not believing you, Father, listen, help my unbelief. Glory to God. That means touch me, yes, and quicken my faith. Listen, take all the blinders off. I believe, but if there's a blockage anywhere, help my unbelief. Father, move the blockage. Open my eyes. Cause me to see. Cause me to hear your will. Cause me to rise up. Cause me to rise up. Glory be to God. And receive my deliverance. To receive my healing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Cause me to rise up. Glory to God. And listen, people of God, listen to me what I say. And a lot of times, people of God, when we're believing, we got to see it. We got to see what we're believing God for. If we're believing God for healing, we got to see ourselves healed. We got to see ourselves healed. We got to see ourselves delivered, already delivered. Whatever we're praying for, we got to see it in our spirit. Yes, sir. Manifested already. Glory to God. And that's when you give God thanks, when you give God praise. Don't keep asking, amen. Don't keep asking, glory be to God, when you're not seeing the result of what you're praying for. Amen. Faith comes by hearing. And when you hear it, glory to God, and you see it, glory to God, you can be it. Amen. So we bless God on tonight. We thank him. People of God, as you've come on tonight, listen, God is doing great things in the midst of us. Again, we want you to go ahead and go ahead. Listen, let us go on to perfection. Let us go on to perfection. We can't stay here. You can't stay in the spot that you're in. You got to see yourself better. You got to see yourself more. You got to see yourself whole. You got to see yourself delivered. You got to see your marriage already pulled together. You got to see your family already unified. You got to see it, people of God. Hallelujah. See it, hallelujah, until it manifests. Yes, sir. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it shall surely, surely come to pass. Amen. So we go on to perfection. Amen, Jesus. We go on. We go on. Hallelujah. The perfection, the fullness. Glory to God. The fullness, the fullness, the fullness of God. The fullness. Glory be to God in your heart, in your soul, in your spirit. Amen. Complete in him. Complete, I say, in him. Amen. And in that, we rejoice and we give God praise. Amen. So we're grateful to the Lord tonight. Again, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. God has a blessing for you. You got to come already knowing God has a blessing for you. Come with the spirit of expectancy. Yes, even as we're praying for others and availing ourselves to others in this intercession, give your all to others. Give your all. Listen, these prayer points that are coming forth, give your all to them. Listen, this is the time to be selfless. Amen. It's not time to be thinking about self. Amen, Jesus, for our Father already knows what we have need of. But we are being selfless. We're putting ourselves aside. We're interceding for these prayer points that are ordained by the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God on the night. We thank him. We glorify the Lord. Amen, Jesus. We just wanted to put that out there. Amen, Jesus. And we just want to obey, amen, the commandments of the Lord. Glory to God. So go ahead and invite a couple of people to come out. Jump out on your Facebook page. Amen. Tell someone, invite. Glory to God. Invite them to this 40 days of prayer. Amen. Jump out on my page. Jump out on that amen, PNN page. Grab that 40-day fast. Glory to God. That 40 days of prayer, and tag somebody. Tell them to come on. Let's go in. Let's go all in. Amen. Tell them let's go all in. Glory to God. So tonight we're so grateful, people of God. Listen, this is day number 14. This, again, is day number 14, people of God. And today we are praying for the poor and praying for the needy. We're praying for the poor and we're praying for the needy. We gave you the scriptures on last night whereby you can, people of God, be praying, thinking on them, praying for the poor, praying for the needy. Amen. Glory to God. We know God is able. One thing we know he's able. If he's done it for us, amen, he can do it for them. Amen. He can bring them out. He can bring them over. And he can bring them into a wealthy place. Amen. A place of wholeness, meeting their every need. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we're so grateful. Glory to God. Amen. For our prayer warrior tonight, we give God thanks and praise for the woman of God. She's no stranger to this line. She's no stranger to this outreach ministry. Glory to God. But we give God thanks and we give God praise for her. She does have a long-standing, amen, Jesus commitment for our Sunday and Monday night. And we're grateful for her, people of God. And she's coming to us by way of Jerusalem Temple Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. Amen. It is the headquarters of our ministry. We give God thanks and praise. Glory be to God for this woman of God coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. Amen. We thank God for the woman of God for availing herself. Amen. No other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. Amen. So we're going to have our scripture reading on tonight by Sister Mary Hollins. And then right after Sister Mary, glory be to God, I'm just going to sing a little bit, amen, of that worship song, glory to God, that Evangelist Salters brought to my remembrance. And then we're going to release the line to her on tonight. God bless you, Sister Mary. Amen. In that order, people of God, let's get ready. Amen. God bless you, Sister Mary. You have the platform.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN prayer walls, to the PNN advisors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading tonight will be coming from the 5th chapter of Amos, the 7th through the 15th verse. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood and lead all righteousness in the earth. Seek him that maketh the 7 stars in Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the moon, and makes the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and pours them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. That strengthened the sword against the strong, so that sword shall come against the false. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. For as much, therefore, as your tread is upon the poor, and ye take from him burdens of wheat, ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink wine of them. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor and negate from their rights. Therefore, the prudent shall keep silence in that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that ye may live, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as ye have spoken. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. I have read to you the 5th chapter of Amos, the 7th through the 15th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
God is looking for real people. To do his will.
God is looking for. Real people. And he's looking for you right now. Oh, oh God is looking for real people. People to do his will, his will. God is looking for real people, and he's looking for you, and he's looking for you, and he's looking for you right now.
Amen, amen. Praise the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. We do thank you, right? Song. How many of you know tonight that God is looking for real people? Because many look real, many may act real, but a lot of times they be wolves in sheep's clothing, and they come as angels of light. So we thank God tonight. And tonight we're dealing with the poor and the needy. We're going to go into a time of intercession and prayer before the Lord, because we know there is so much poverty and lack and people that have needs in this world. And I will read the scriptures, and the scriptures before I start, it says Acts 2, from verse 42 to 47, it says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles, forgive me tonight, sorry, protocol has already been established, but I do give my respect to Jesus Christ, who's the head of the life, my life, I'm sorry, who's the head of this platform, who made it possible for every one of us to come together from every nation. And wherever we're listening in from tonight, I bless God for you. I do thank God that our leaders, for our leaders, and this time of fasting and prayer that God has ordained for our lives to be blessed. Glory be to God. Obedience is better than blessing. I mean, obedience is better than sacrifice. And our bodies are the temple. And so God wants our temples to be clean. He wants our temples to be fit, to be used for his glory. So there are times when we have to put away food when he calls us on a fast, and there are times we're doing the fast when we're not eating certain things. So we bless God tonight for that. And I'll read the scripture. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon everyone, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. Hallelujah. And went out and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, as every man had a need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart,
praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts 4:32-37. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that ought or whatever they owned of the things they possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Hallelujah. To glory to Jesus. Yes, Lord. Was hallelujah, for as many as were possessors of houses and lands sold them and bought their prices, or the prices of the things that were sold, and hallelujah, and laid them at the apostles' feet. And distribution, glory to God, tonight was made unto every man according as he had need. Thank you, Jesus. And Joseph, who by the apostle was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money. Thank you, Jesus, tonight. Glory to God. And laid it at the apostles' feet. Thank you, Lord God, on tonight. Ephesians 4:25-28. Hallelujah, Jesus, tonight. Help us, God, to get it right, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. God, I feel God. Wherefore putting away? Wherefore putting away lying and speaking? Wherefore, I'm sorry, I just have a little bit of trouble with my phone, but I hope you can hear me now. Wherefore putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not, then go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he might have to give to him that needeth. Not as hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, I feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? Why did he slew him? Why did he kill him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, as we come before you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, there is no God like you. Hallelujah, tonight, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor, Lord. We magnify your name, oh God. We thank you tonight as we come together. Hallelujah, to stand. Hallelujah, tonight, Jesus, in agreement, glory to God, to petition your throne room tonight, glory to God. I ask you tonight that you would release warring angels that are fully clothed in the whole armor of God tonight. Not tomorrow, but God, we need them tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, to fight in the atmosphere and the stratosphere, God, over the regions, hallelujah, over territories, against every interruption and interference in the mighty name of Jesus that has been sent as opposition to this prayer tonight and over the line tonight. I declare angels are released to fight against the prince of the, hallelujah, Jesus, a hallelujah, mighty God, against the prince of the power of the air, against ruling spirit of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. But Lord, I come tonight, you gave me the authority to shut down the first and the second heaven. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I send tonight civil war. I send civil war in the enemy's camp right now. In the name of Jesus, I send confusion and derision in the enemy's camp tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I, God, will take authority tonight Hallelujah, God. And as I declare the blood of Jesus against every plan and assignment, glory to God, I neutralize the powers, oh God, of the earth this night in the name of Jesus. Every monitoring demon, that they will not be able to carry out their assignment tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we seal, I seal, we seal as we stand in agreement. We seal this atmosphere and this prayer line with the blood of Jesus against every opposition. I invite the Holy Ghost tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, to take over this atmosphere and this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare, God, as this prayer is going forth, yokes are being destroyed. There is an anointing, God, you are going to release and releasing now in this atmosphere to destroy yokes and to lift burdens of poverty and lack. Lord God, as we declare the name of Jesus, hallelujah, tonight, and the blood of Jesus over this platform, over this prayer line tonight, demons must tremble in the name of Jesus. Demons cast a bow to your name tonight in the name of Jesus. Demons cast a bow because your presence is in the midst of us tonight in the name of Jesus. We clothe ourselves in the whole armor of God so that no weapon formed against us and this platform tonight shall prosper. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are covered in the blood of Jesus. The angels from the presence of the Lord are here tonight. I heard the Lord said today that they are here tonight to meet every need. Hallelujah, Jesus. You see, promise to supply every one of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We have the power and the authority in the name of Jesus. And we thank God tonight. Our Father who art in heaven, we come to give you glory and honor, thanksgiving and praise for bringing us together one more time. In the name of Jesus, we glorify and magnify your name, your eternal and everlasting name, from everlasting to everlasting. You are God tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And besides you, there is no other God. We hallow your name, for your name is holy. So we honor you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are great and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and in the mountain of his holiness. We bow ourselves before you as our great and glorious King of Kings and Lord of Lords tonight. You are the first and the last. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. He that was and is and yet to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you, my God. I give you the glory tonight in the name of Jesus. And you will, Lord God, tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Have your way tonight on this line. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You have protected us and kept us, oh God, from danger seen and unseen. You have brought us from a mighty long way. And so we come to tell you thank you on tonight. You don't owe us anything. We could die or just die right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. But it's because of your grace and your mercy we are still alive today. You are Elohim, the self-existing God tonight. You are El Shaddai, Almighty God. You are Adonai. You are God all by yourself, the God who is more than enough tonight. I've just got to give God the glory, people of God, before I get into the prayer. Because when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, my soul tonight is crying glory. My soul tonight is crying glory unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight he is the all-sufficient one, the Almighty God. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are our strength and our refuge and help, a very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore, we will not walk in fear. You said the battle belongs to you. Your banner of protection over us is love tonight. In the name of Jesus, strengthen us as we go through trials and times of testing. Strengthen us for the battle that lies ahead in the mighty name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Rapha on tonight, the God that heals. We thank you for healing us from poverty and lack tonight in the name of Jesus. You are the medicine, the doctor, God Almighty, the mighty conqueror. Hallelujah, Jesus, the lion, glory to God, of the tribe of Judah. You send your word to heal us from poverty, from lack, from sicknesses and disease.
are Jehovah Shalom, the God of our peace. You will give us peace in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah, God. No matter what is happening, you will give your people peace. In this last hour, we have peace in our minds. We have clear peace in our spirits and in our souls tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Shammah, our strength. Your presence is in the midst of us tonight. We declare, God, that you release your presence. You are here tonight. Release it. Release your anointing, your power, and your glory to deliver us from lack and poverty in the name of Jesus, to deliver the poor and the needy from the downhill, God. Raise them up tonight. You are Jehovah Tiskenu, God, our refuge, God, our righteousness tonight. You are bringing us into righteousness and holiness. Deliver us so we can walk upright before you as we build your kingdom, that we will be examples of the righteousness in the earth in this last hour. Thank you tonight, Lord God. You are Jehovah Gibor, our Savior and mighty Savior. Glory to God on tonight. Our mighty warrior tonight. You are fighting every battle for the poor and the needy, for the homeless, the hurting. You are fighting for us this hour in the mighty name of Jesus. You told us in your word to stand still your salvation. You have destroyed poverty and you have destroyed lack over 2,000 years ago. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we are rich in you. We are rich because of you. You are Jehovah Mekadesh, God, our holiness tonight, the God who sanctifies and cleanses us from all sins and iniquities. We need to be cleansed tonight in the name of Jesus. You desire for us to be holy. Even as you are holy, you are coming back to your church without spot or wrinkles. Help us, O God, to get it right. We are the majestic overcomers. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and God by the word of our testimony. We can do all things through Christ. Jesus will give us the strength. Hallelujah, God, and we will testify. We only God will testify in this hour that the Lord bless me. I was poor, but look at me now. You're getting ready to turn and override the spirit of poverty that is being released from the lives of your people. Oh, God, tonight you're moving by a mighty and outstretched hand. You are Jehovah Ra, the Almighty God, the life giver. You gave life, and you alone have the power to take it away. You came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. You gave God an everlasting life. You died that we may have everlasting life. And we appreciate you. And we love you tonight, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you tonight. We love you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for loving us tonight. You died in our place. You are Jehovah Rohi, God, our shepherd, in the name of Jesus. You said in Psalm chapter 23 that the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. You making us to lie down in green pastures. Glory to God tonight. You leaded us beside the still water. You restored our souls. You leaded us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as you lead us in the path of righteousness. God, we're walking away from poverty. We're walking away from lack because you're leading us in the path of righteousness and you're restoring our souls. God, in the name of Jesus, this is the hour of restoration for our souls. Amen. In the name of Jesus, yea, though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil in this last hour, for thou art with us, O God. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us, O God. You will prepare a table before the poor and the needy. You will prepare a table in the presence, O God, of their enemies. You will prepare a table, O God, when lack is present. A table will be prepared in the front of our enemies. In the name of Jesus, you shall anoint our head with fresh oil until our cups are running over. Surely goodness and mercy, God, you say, will follow us for the rest of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We thank God for your angels called goodness and mercy that are following us, oh God, that are meeting our need, that are opening doors, hallelujah, Lord God, tonight, that is making a way out of no way. You are the good shepherd that takes care of the sheep. You are the one that opened doors that no man can shut. Hallelujah, God, and every door you shut, no man can open. You are the one that meets the need of the poor and the needy that is in the land and every nation that is struggling, hallelujah, tonight. Many are going through foreclosure and repossessions. Hallelujah, Shandar of a poster tonight. Yes, Lord, many are losing jobs and streams of income. They have, my God, labored so hard to accomplish. They have labored so many years to accomplish my goals tonight. Many are losing things, losing houses and properties that they worked so hard to accomplish. In the name of Jesus, many are losing money and wealth because of the crisis that is in the world today. The evil that is in the earth has escalated. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. The word, my God, my God, my God, my God. The word of God is being fulfilled tonight. People of God, the word of God. You told us in the, my God, in the last days that perilous times shall come. God say troublesome times will come. He told us in his word it's going to get worse. And yes, evil will get worse than worse. And so, Father, as we look all around us, your word is manifesting at a fast rate of speed. We see wars and rumors and wars, earthquakes in diverse places, sinkholes and tornadoes, looting and stealing and robberies that are bringing so many into poverty. In the name of Jesus, many are going through a time of famine. Seems as if all hope, God, tonight, help us. But all hope is gone. Many are starving to death because of lack of food and water to drink. Glory to God on tonight. You said this is only the beginning of sorrow. The love of many has waxed cold in this last hour. So many have become selfish and self-centered. We don't reach out and show your agape love the way we should in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in John 3:16-19, here, 1 John 3, hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us. Glory to God on tonight. And we are to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso has this world's good and says, brother, have need, and shut it up in bowels of compassion, glory to God in tonight. So him, the question is asked, how dwelling the love of God in us? Hallelujah. We see the need of the poor God. We see the needy God. How God, many of us are shutting up our bowels of compassion. But yet we say we have the love of God on the inside. You said, my little children, that is love God in word. Hallelujah. Don't tell somebody that you love them. He said, neither in tongue. Don't let your tongue talk about it, but in deed and in truth. Hallelujah. He said, be a doer of his word. Glory be to God on tonight. And hereby we know in the name of Jesus that we are of the truth, and we shall assure our hearts before God Almighty. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need that agape love. We need that selfless love for each other, that agape love to reach the poor and the needy, the fatherless, the widows, the strangers, the poor in the land. In the name of Jesus, people are struggling and trying to survive. Hallelujah, Jesus, to reach those are hurting, discouraged, rejected, neglected, abandoned, feel like no one care. Hallelujah, Jesus. People that have come into poverty because of putting themselves into expense. In the name of Jesus, Father, give us wisdom to be good stewards over your money, over what you have placed in our care. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give us your heart and give us your mind where we have failed you in not reaching out. We need a renewed mind. We have failed you so many times in not reaching out to the needy and not reaching out to the poor the way you expect us to do, God. You said it's more blessed to give than to receive. We will stand before you one day to give an account for how we treat each other. Hallelujah, Jesus. You told us in your word, let go tonight. To love our enemies. If they're hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. How much more, God, should we reach out to the poor and the needy and those brothers and sisters in the house of God? Matthew chapter 25, you said in your word, then shall the king say unto them, on this right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came into me. Bless the name of the living God tonight. Then the righteous will answer, saying unto him, when shall we be a hunger and feed thee? When shall we be thirsty and give thee drink? And he will answer the things that you do in the deeds. My brethren, you have done it unto me. And so God began to come to a point in our life to realize that what you gave is the Lord. So it's a Lord to be a blessing to say yes. Oh, God, help us. Many of us have become selfish and self-centered in the things that you're giving us to reach out to those who are less fortunate, to reach out to those who are hurting. We pass them by in the street. Oh, will your money be on tonight? They are in the churches, and they're suffering with lack and hunger. King David, they're going to be the God on tonight. Oh, God, help us to get out of self. Oh, God, we send Jesus, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ tonight, help us to realize who we are, God, and our purpose in this earth. You must say, God of a host, you must say, in Micaiah, we call ourselves Christians. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to get to a point in our lives to have that Christ-like lifestyle. Hallelujah, God, that we will run after material possession and worldly goods that you blessed us with. Hallelujah, God, help us to get to the point where it means nothing to us. In the name of Jesus, help us to have that love in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God on tonight. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you talk about love. You say, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels tonight, if I have no charity, I have become a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, oh God, tonight, and understand the mysteries and all knowledge tonight, and though I have all faith so that I get to move some mountain and have not charity, I am blessed in the eyes of God tonight. And though I be I give all my goods to feed the poor, and let me give it to the needy. And though I give my body to be burned and have no charity, it presses to me nothing. Hallelujah on tonight. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity worketh not itself. Is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly. Thinking not your own, is not easily provoked. Thinking no evil, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice it in the truth. Charity denies, bearing all things, believing all things, hoping all things, enduring all things. Charity never fails, love never fails in this hour, but rather there be precious things. God is saying tonight that the precious things will come to a stop. They will fail tonight. Whether they be tongues, they shall stop tonight. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. And now abide and stay hope and charity. He says the greatest of these is love tonight. Hallelujah, God. We need love in the name of Jesus to help those who are poor and those who are needy. Help our labor for the kingdom to not be about us. Help the things that we do for the kingdom not be about us. Help our labor for your kingdom to not be in vain. You said in your word, hallelujah, on tonight. Hallelujah, tonight, God, help me. In the name of Jesus, we need real love to reach the poor and the needy, to help us not to go sack out of a host. God, help us not to think about ourselves and our needs more than the needs of others, especially, God, those that are of the household of faith, especially, God, those who are poor and needy, fighting to make ends meet, struggling, God, tonight. Help us to open to the Spirit of God when he tells us to sow a seed or to reach out to those who are struggling in this hour in the name of Jesus, according through Galatians chapter 6, 7 and 8, it says, "Fear and deceive, there is not much. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption." Hallelujah. On tonight, Jesus. "But he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap of life everlasting." A man that sows, Lord God, you're looking for us to put the sinful nature aside, to kill the flesh, so that we can hear your Spirit, so that we can hear your voice saying, "Reach the poor," telling us to reach the needy. Let us walk in the Spirit to be sensitive to know when people are hurting, when people feel rejected, when people feel alone, that we would reach out, when people don't have their food on their covers, when people don't have their bread and their first dollar, my God, to have a decent meal. God, to reach out tonight, to walk in the Spirit. Help us to be sensitive, God. We need to be sensitive to your Spirit. We need to be sensitive to your leading tonight. In the name of Jesus, help us, Father, to sow seed of love and to sow seed of kindness. Help us to be gifted givers to the King and his kingdom so that you will keep an open door open for us. In the name of Jesus, for your blessings to continue to flow by us reaching out and giving. In the name of Jesus, as we reach out and giving to the poor and the needy, we shall receive a harvest. Hallelujah tonight, God, as we reach out to the homeless, the destitute, the hope that has no one to care about them, those going through crisis from the things that are happening in the earth. As we reach out, I declare tonight, on this platform, that we shall receive a harvest. It will come pressed down, shaking the ground and running over. Will you let man give unto our bosom in the name of Jesus Christ? Let us always have an attitude of gratitude for what you have done. A hallelujah, Jesus, by blessing us, God. Hallelujah, God. And you bless us to be a blessing, to meet a greater need in the lives of others. Let us take on the nature of Jesus Christ, who was about his Father's business, in the name of Jesus, who went about doing good, who went about making a difference, who went about changing lives, setting the captives free, reaching out to the poor and the needy. Give us the mind of Jesus Christ on tonight. He, my God, shattered the monster. He God took care of the hungry. He had five fishes and three loaves. And then and made sure everyone stayed with food. Help us, God, to have the same meaning set. To know that when we have lack, we are willing and ready to release it. God, you set our covers to overflow. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Many tonight feeling tired and ready to give up and walk away from God because of lack of love and concern, because of what they're going through. Help us to remember that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and everything, and it belongs to you, that you give it to us. Hallelujah, it's for you, my God, Jesus. It's for you to get the glory. It's for you, God, to help us to be a blessing to the poor and the needy. I come up against every demonic spirit tonight of lack and poverty. Hallelujah tonight. Every assignment and stronghold that is fighting against our progress and our success. Every monetary demon, every witch and warlock on an assignment that is sent to block and stop us from walking into the blessings of the Lord that makes one rich and add no sorrow to it. According to your word, God, in Proverbs chapter 10 and 22, we thank you tonight that the blessings of the Lord, it makes one rich and added no sorrow. And we declare tonight, as we be a blessing, there will be no sorrow added to our lives. I neutralize and destroy every agenda and assignment of poverty and lack in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that the blood of Jesus has the power to destroy every demonic force that is sent against our finances, against our prosperity, against our progress, our success, every demonic force sent against our bank accounts and paycheck. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God is destroyed tonight by the fire of Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, you said money answered all things. We need financial breakthrough to be able to reach out and be kingdom of God in this last hour to reach the poor and the needy. Hallelujah, mighty God. You said in your word, whatever our hands touch, it shall prosper. We declare tonight in the name of Jesus so that we may reach out to the poor. We will prosper so that we may reach out to the needy in the name of Jesus. I declare that there is a release over this line to prosper tonight, God, to reach out, to be a blessing to the poor and the needy tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare that this is the end. The blessing of God to fall upon those, hallelujah, who have been faithful and willing and obedient, they shall eat the good of the land. I declare tonight, God, in this land, things are coming to us now, hallelujah, God, in our pocketbooks, in our bank accounts, in our checking accounts. It is coming in the name of us. It is time to reach the poor and the needy. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, oh God. Hallelujah, my son, Lord of a host. We are depending on you for release in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight any yoke of bondage that has been tied down from walking into our inheritance is canceled tonight in the name of Jesus. So many of them inheritance and they are being forced for their inheritance, but God, I declare tonight everything that God has been stolen by the devil is being restored tonight in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of poverty and lack is destroyed by fire tonight, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against every demonic force that is signed to stagnate and keep us in unjust poverty and lack in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight, in the name of Jesus, every force that is fighting against our homes and families and relationships and ministries and churches that and the nation at last, I'm sorry, that's bringing us into poverty. We come up against it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for moving. We thank you, God, cause the will of the enemy to crumble to nothing, to come to naught in the name of Jesus. Families are crumbling. Homes are crumbling to pieces. Relationships and ministries, churches, are crumbling and falling apart because of poverty. Father God, uproot poverty tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, your anointing is upon us right now for a release. Send your anointing that destroys yoke of lack and insufficiency. Your yoke, my God, your anointing to destroy hopelessness and worry and depression, depression and poverty in the mighty name of Jesus. Then your anointing that would eradicate, hallelujah, and destroy the yoke, my God, tonight that is keeping people in bondage. We need you to pour down blessings so that we can reach out like we should, so that we can reach the poor and the needy. Father, in your word, you told us, glory be to God. Hallelujah tonight, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and 7. Every man is hurting as he is proposed. It proposed in his heart. So let him give, not gradually, nor of necessity. But God, let me just forgive us. God, according to this word, help us to see it as a joy and a blessing to be able to reach out to the poor and the needy, the sick and the afflicted. Hallelujah, Jesus. We stand in the world, falling with pity upon the poor, lend it to the Lord. And that which they are given, he will repay again. In the name of Jesus. Father, help us to always have a tender heart toward the poor and the needy. In the name of Jesus, take all of our flesh and then into hearts of flesh. Let you go tonight. Put within us a new heart and a new spirit to think less about ourselves and more about others. In the name of Jesus, you said in Proverbs 24:19, verse 16, he that had a bountiful eyes shall be blessed, for he giveth all his wealth to the poor. He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich shall surely come into poverty. Surely come into want. And so we tell us tonight to get to any other act with us. In the name of Jesus, if anyone takes what belongs to us, do not demand it back. Do not ask for it again. No man than this. Hallelujah. Then we lay down our lives for one another. Then we lay down our lives for a friend. God, you expect us to lay down our lives. Jesus said, telling us if we want to be present in his eyes, let him sell our possessions according to the scripture in life and give some care, and you will have treasures in heaven. Hallelujah, God. So our mountain and earth will produce so much. So the earth will give in some of the lives of your people. So God, help us to be givers. Help us not to think of ourselves. Help us not to see our things as precious. But we hold this soul dear. I'm saying, why you want this hurting? Oh, God, bless us tonight. If any among you, hallelujah, God, one of your brothers shall become poor, and any of your towns, wherever you are located tonight, is in the land that the Lord your God has given you, you shall not harden your heart or shut up your hand against your poor brother. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, God wanted to reach out to the poor brother in the name of Jesus. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. That God is saying tonight, we will always have the poor in the midst of us, according to Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 15. And so because we will always have the poor among us, God is saying tonight, reach out to the poor and needy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, where we have neglected this command, he says, for the poor, and I will read the word of God, it says, Deuteronomy chapter 15 and 11. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Hallelujah. God said, therefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in the land. Father God, in Jesus' name, where we have neglected this command to reach the poor and the needy in the land, God, forgive us in tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, your desire is for us to reach the poor and the needy, to open up our bowels of compassion and reach out to those who are hurting in the land in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth tonight. Father, where we have failed you, hallelujah, God, where we have fallen short, glory to God tonight, forgive us, oh God, for neglecting your command to reach out, for neglecting the poor and the needy. We ask you to forgive us tonight. You said the poor will always be here. According to your word, you said we should not harden our hearts or shut up our hands against those who are poor and poor brothers. Hallelujah, Jesus, you know us by name, and you know us by nature. You know what's in our bank account. You know what's in our paycheck, in our pocketbook. Help us to learn to trust you in the living by reaching out so we can be blessed. Hallelujah, tonight. You know those who can give but refuse to do it. You know those who desire to give but have not to give because of their hearts and their demands. God, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, is able to be able to give. You want us to be broke, but you're asking us to remember the poor and the needy tonight. Hallelujah, unto the mighty God tonight. Glory to God, you said in your word, you will be rich. We will be rich in every way. To be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God, according to 2 Corinthians 9:11. Father, your desire is for us to be enriched in every area of our lives. You desire us to be generous, glory to God, tonight, in every way, God. This is your will, so that you can receive the glory, so that all the thanks can go to you. Hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you. Tonight, God, for moving upon us, for breathing upon us tonight. God, according to 1 Samuel chapter 2 and 7, the Lord makes poor and you makes rich. You bring one low and you exalt us, and you exalt another. And so, God, help us to realize that whatever we are, rich, if we ever are poor or rich, you have orchestrated it. You are in control of your life. You have our best interest at heart. You are the one that rises one up, and you are the one that brings one down. They ask that you, my God, tonight. We ask if we come into agreement that your will be done tonight, and that you would, God, get your glory over what we are about to do by reaching out tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You say you raised up one from the dust, according to 1 Samuel chapter 8. You raise the poor up from the dust. You lift up the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes and inherit a seat in honor tonight. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and on them he has sent the all. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I declare this word over our lives tonight. You will raise us up from poverty. You will take us out of lack. You will lift those of us who are needy from the ashes. We will live in gated communities. We will live in split level houses. We will own our own businesses and properties. I declare we will come up out of the ashes. Out of the ashes we will rise tonight. Ashes we will rise tonight. Out of the dunghill we will rise tonight. Out of the dust we will rise tonight. We will progress. We will go through the process, but we will progress, oh God. Oh God, the land that you give us, we will possess that land. In this hour, we will not take no for an answer. Enough is enough. We will walk in power, and we will walk in gospel and in purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that the devil stole will be returned. Everything that the devil stole, it will be restored. This is our appointed time of divine alignment, divine favor, divine purpose, and divine destiny. This is our appointed time to walk in prosperity and divine health and wealth in the name of Jesus. So we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is our divine time to reach out to the poor and the needy. Hallelujah on tonight. We are heir to God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Oh God, I thank you on tonight. This is our season tonight. It shall be released in the mighty name of Jesus. We will have whatsoever we say according to your word. Whatever we pray for, it shall not be denied on this line tonight. We will have houses we did not build, vineyards we did not plant, and wells we did not dig. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will open up doors for us to sit with prince and kings. You will cause us to sit in high places in Christ Jesus while we are here in this earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, according to your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're doing it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you that a change is here, that a change is taking place in the midst of us right now. According to Psalms chapter 9 and verse 18, for the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. I declare tonight, as we come together, that every need of your people will be met. Everything that we've been hoping and praying for shall come to pass, for you said in your word, the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of those who are poor shall not perish. Thank you, Lord Jesus, on tonight for remembering the poor and for remembering the needy tonight in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. We thank you tonight according to your word. God, I'm reminding you of your word tonight. Your word is not referring to you first in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for moving in a supernatural way in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. We praise you, God. We bless you. Move among the poor. Move among the needy, God. Have your way. We are depending on you. We are looking to you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You say, when the righteous go into trouble, you will deliver us from all assignment that is against our lives in the name of Jesus that is sent to block us and restrict us by sending fiery darts and arrows against us. We know the forces of the devil have intensified against us in this hour. So we release the blood of Jesus against every plot and plan. We release your word, which is fire, that is sharper than any two-edged sword, that is spirit and life tonight, against every wicked agenda of poverty and lack. Oh, God, against the poor and the needy. My God, on tonight, of struggles and defeat that is coming up against us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, have your way tonight. We thank you, Lord God. Psalm 35, 10 said, all my bones shall say, O Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him, the poor and the needy from him who loves him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah tonight. Thank you, Jesus, that there is none like you. No one can deliver but you. You are delivering the poor from all of those who are suppressing them, from all of those who are too strong for them, who stand up against them because they are poor and needy. Deliverance is here tonight. The poor and needy is being warned. That you are here to deliver tonight. The poor and the needy tonight are robbing their houses, robbing their possessions and their land by crooked people in the system. But you are here tonight to deliver tonight, being robbed of their material possessions. But you are here to deliver tonight. You say you will deliver the poor and the needy out of the hands of the wicked tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to your word, God, you say the blessings of the Lord, it makes one rich and added no sorrow. I declare tonight over this platform, oh God, upon our lives tonight, that that God is coming through on our behalf. God is making us rich and no sorrow is coming with it. He is blessing us in this hour. He's making us rich. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. He's taking away the hard times. No more struggles. No more delays. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. Hallelujah. And breathing. The anointing is here to bring us into prosperity so that we can be a blessing to the poor and the needy tonight. In the name of Jesus. Psalm chapter 37 and 21 says, the wicked borrows but does not pay back, but the righteous is generous and give. I declare tonight that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and we will give generously. We will give to those who have left tonight, and we won't hold it back anymore. In the name of Jesus, we will give to those that have nothing to survive on. In the name of Jesus, because we are your righteous people. In the name of Nazareth, on this night. Psalm chapter 47 says, as for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, oh my God. We come to you tonight, God, acknowledging that we are poor and needy, but your thoughts toward us are, God, to bring deliverance. You are thinking about us. You are thinking about our condition. You are thinking about our situation. You are helping us tonight and bringing deliverance to our situation tonight as we come before you. Hallelujah tonight, asking you, Father, hallelujah, to no longer delay the promises of God in our lives. I declare manifestations of your promises are being released upon us right now as we come to petition you tonight, as we come before you tonight on this line, God, seeking you, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in Psalms 41 and 1, blessed is the man who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord shall deliver him. Father God, in Jesus' name, there is a blessing over the one who considers the poor in the day of trouble. You will come to their rescue because they remember the poor. Hallelujah, God. We need you to remember us, but you're asking us tonight to remember the poor. Psalm 72 and 12 says, for he delivers the needy when he calls, the poor and him who has no helper tonight. Many people don't have no helper tonight, Jesus. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for sending help to those who are poor and needy when they call upon you. And for those who have no help tonight, you are sending help in this last hour. You are sending help from the sanctuary. All of our help tonight comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. We will look to the hills tonight from whence cometh our help. Psalms 14 and 21, Proverbs 14 and 21 says, on our neighbors. We are not looking out for our neighbors. Glory be to God tonight. Many of us shut up in our houses day after day, week after week, year after year. And you said, whosoever despises his neighbor is a sinner tonight. We have sinned against you tonight. But you said, blessed is he who is generous to the poor. We have poor neighbors living all around us. Glory to God. Help us to go by Shandor Mahosa. Oh, God, we need a desire to be generous to the poor, to the needy, and to our neighbors. Proverbs 14 and 31, whosoever oppressed the poor man insult his maker, but he who is generous to the needy honors God tonight. Help us to walk in obedience to your word and reaching out to the poor and the needy. You said anyone that operates or oppressed, we are insulting you, because many of us don't remember the needy. Many of us don't remember the poor. You said it's an insult to you as our maker, so many are insulting you, Father. Forgive us tonight. This is your word, and I believe many of us don't know that these things are in your word, but your word is true, and your word is sure. Proverbs chapter 16 and 19 says, it is better to be of a lowly spirit with the poor than to divide the spoil with the proud. Father, give us a humble spirit like the poor in the land. May we walk away from those who have a proud and arrogant spirit, those who are operating in the spirit of Satan. Pride comes before a fall. Hallelujah tonight. Satan loses position in the kingdom because of pride. So help us to put down our pride to reach out God to the less fortunate, to the poor and the needy. Proverbs 19 and 17 says, who is generous to the poor, lend your Lord on tonight. Release a generous spirit upon the life of your people. Help us not to be mean or stingy when we're giving to the poor. You told us that whoever is generous to the poor, we are lending it to you, and you will repay us for the deeds that we have done. Thank you, Lord God. Release a giving anointing. Release a generous anointing. Release a giving of people who reach the poor and the needy tonight. A generous of God's soul. They give God. In the name of Jesus, we need a blessing in this hour. You are showing us by your word in the name of Jesus to be a blessing. Hallelujah, God. To receive from you is by reason of needy. You said here in your word, the generous ones will themselves be blessed because they share their food. Thank you, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to be like Paul, to remember the poor, to remember the poor and have an eager mind to do it. Galatians chapter 2 and 10 says, only they ask us to remember the poor, and everything I was to do is to be eager. Give us that eager mind, that mind to reach out to the poor and needy. Help us to be excited about giving to the poor and the needy. So I
give us, oh God, in the church. I declare tonight, God, that jobs
will open for those that have been stealing tonight. You said in Ephesians chapter 4 and 28, let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor honest work with his own hands, glory to God, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. I declare tonight that jobs will open for those that have been stealing, that they may do honest work with their hands, so that they will be able to give rather than stealing from those who are struggling, stealing from the poor, stealing from the rich. Make ways and open doors for those who desire honest employment tonight, that they may be a blessing to the poor and the needy. We declare doors of employment open tonight in the name of Jesus to every nation. Open doors of employment tonight in the name of Jesus. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, that we will be good in good works, that we will be generous and ready to share. Tonight, Father, help us to be rich, not just in material things, not just in our own selfish ambitions, but be rich in good works according to 1 Timothy 6 and 18. Help us to be generous and ready to share the things that you have blessed us with. Let us look to our eyes. Let us look to the eyes of the hurting. Let us look to the eyes of the needy. Let us reach out to the poor. God, you're speaking to us tonight because your heart is bleeding. Your heart is hurting. You wait for the poor and the needy. Your heart, God, I feel your heart. Your heart is hurting, God. Poor and the needy in the land. Your heart tonight, God. Your heart is crying out. Your heart tonight, God. Ah, God, your heart. Your heart is crying out.
Glorified in the front of men, not for people to acknowledge what we have done,
or to lift us up, but for your glory, your honor, and for your name's sake, tonight in the name of Jesus, glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah, God. You said the liberal soul shall be made fat. Help us to be liberal and outgiven tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I come to a close, hallelujah, God, help us to be liberal and reaching out to those who are struggling to make ends meet. Help us to be liberal, hallelujah, tonight to those who are poor and don't know where the next meal is coming from. Some are sleeping out in their car. Some are sleeping under the bridge. Some are sleeping out on the cold because of lack, because of poverty. Some, my God, hallelujah, are begging, hallelujah, for a piece of bread, begging for a dollar. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. We are standing in agreement tonight that God would have mercy and move on their behalf tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we praise you. When God's people, when we get in one accord, when we come into agreement, hallelujah, God, we'll reach out and touch somebody. God, when God's people are in need in the house of God, we should be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality according to Romans chapter 12 and 30, tributing necessity of the saints given to hospitality. I declare tonight that we are walking in the spirit of hospitality. We are walking in obedience to the word of Uncle Shamda the Mahaya of God and reaching out to the poor and the needy in the name of Jesus Christ. On tonight, we need to be regenerated. We need a renewed mind. Give us the heart to serve one another, God. The heart to reach out, hallelujah, to one another, God, and be kind and affectionate to one another, God. Release the spirit of kindness and tenderness and the by God upon your people in this hour. Release it upon the body of Christ that we would walk in forgiveness to what each other has done to us, that we would operate in the spirit of love, that we would reach out to the less fortunate. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us a desire to visit the fatherless and the widows and the orphans. Glory to God tonight. You said pure religion and undefiled is that you, my God, reach the fatherless and the widows in the name of Jesus. Help us to reach out. Help us to reach out according to your word in this passage of scripture. They all had things in common. There was no lack among those that were added to the church. They were on one accord. They were in unity in the church. They were of one heart in the church. Glory be to God. They were able to eat with gladness and oneness of heart. Oh, God, caring about each other. They were praising God, and the favor of God was upon them because of the souls that were added to the church according to Acts chapter 2 on a daily basis. They were willing to give up what they had because they saw a need. Help us to realize tonight, hallelujah, God, what we have don't belong to us. Glory to God, Father, help us to get to the place in the body of Christ to be willing to release and reach out to the poor and needy, the hungry, the homeless, God. Help us to reach out to the hurting and the helpless, no matter how much it may hurt us or sacrifice we have to make. Help us, oh God, to move out of our flesh so that in my God we may receive a blessing in releasing, that we will experience the increase of God, that we will stay in the overflow of God like the wind with the willow woman and Elijah. He told us to give me a cake first. Hallelujah, God. And she obeyed the prophet, and she was there during the time of famine, her and her son. Hallelujah, God. You put prophets in the land, and we may have to reach out to a prophet. We may have to reach out to some man or woman of God first before we receive the blessing. The woman had a fear of putting the prophet first, but she listened to the prophet, and God, throughout the time of famine, she was able to eat with her son and able to feed the prophet. Glory to God on tonight. Help us to learn to, oh God, to learn your word. Father, there is a famine coming upon the land in this hour. Help us to remember the poor and the needy, the fatherless, the widows and the orphans, single parents, strangers in the nation. Help us to remember, as I declare this word tonight, as I close over those who are being reaching out to the poor and the needy, that God will open up the windows of heaven and let it rain down. bring down tonight increases of finances, streams of income. Let it rain down tonight, prosperity. In the name of Jesus, it is your desire tonight for us to prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. In the name of Jesus, you said in 2 Corinthians chapter 20 and 20, if we believe in the Lord, we shall be established. If we believe in your presence, we shall prosper. And so, God, we thank you tonight as we honor your word, as we obey your word, it shall happen in our life. Father, we desire souls to be added to the church, but we must show love. We must reach out. We must be on one accord in the name of Jesus. It's by faith that we reach out to the poor. It's by faith that we reach out to the needy. Your desire is for us to have us doing what you say, God. Help us to realize tonight, oh Holy Ghost fire, that is more than just paying tithes and giving offering, God. It is about being a blessing to the poor and the needy. That the will of God be done in our lives. It is reaching out to the hurting and the less fortunate that a blessing will be released, abundance of rain. We need to reach out, God. We need to reach out, God. Where is our love, God? Teach us how to love the way you desire. Help us to have a mind to reach out, not just to our immediate family or children or friends, but to everyone we come in contact with. Oh, my shadow of a host, people that are hurting and homeless and crying out for help. Glory to God. Those who don't see no way out. God, help us tonight. Help us tonight, Jesus. We need help. People are crying. We are grateful and thankful tonight, God, that you have never seen the righteous forsaken or seen begging for prayer. You are the one that supplies all of our needs tonight according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So strengthen our faith to believe that you will watch over your word to perform it in our lives. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and the glory, the honor, the blessings that don't give us shanda for provision. And open doors and overflows and increases and releases. Thank you for opening doors that is closed in our faces. Thank you, Lord, for opening the windows of heaven and pouring down a blessing. Tonight, upon us, upon your people that have gathered tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your healing water flow over our souls. Let the Holy Ghost take control right now of our heart and mind in the name of Jesus. Thank you for letting your showers of blessing rain down upon the poor and the needy. Upon our children, let it rain down on our businesses and jobs and lands and homes and properties, incomes and paychecks. Meet every need of those who are struggling, Father, and they call shadow of a whole and they care of a whole fire. He said promotion comes from you. I declare promotion and increase over this line tonight in every area of our lives to reach out to the poor and the needy, God. Let us continue to walk in your abundance, God, the abundance of rain, so that we can reach the poor and the needy to the AK tonight. Let the rain of your presence fall on us tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for opening up, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. We bless you, God, for health and strength, oh God, in the near coast, oh Shia. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, God. We thank you, Lord. What prayer, God, sick of oh Jesus. We thank you, God. And canceling every opposition that is risen and standing against us, oh God. We bless you, God. We thank you, God. For financial breakthrough, we thank you, Lord. For opening doors, we thank you, Lord. For taking back our inheritance, we thank you, Lord God. For what the devil stole is being restored. We will no longer be bound by the spirit of poverty and lack, oh God. We cancel it. Oh God, activate the power of the Holy Ghost to open doors and make ways out of no way. In the mighty name of Jesus for real people tonight. You are mighty enough, God. We thank you for bringing us into the overflow of prosperity and blessing. And to reach the poor and the needy tonight. You are a way maker. his people.
Yeah, Jesus, I declare your word over this line tonight that you're pouring out a blessing upon the needy, the fatherless, the strangers, the widows, the orphans, the handicapped, the mentally challenged. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord God, for the grace of provision. Hey, God, a tangible, a whole sigh up. Thank you, Lord, for your unmerited favor for prosperity upon the righteous, your remnant, your chosen generation, in this last hour. Thank you for your great. People of God, tonight we're walking into a place of overflow. And more than enough in this hour. I don't know about you, but I received the word of God tonight. And we could come together to give God the glory tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, let's give him praise tonight. Glory. Glory to God. Come on, take your phones off of you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, God, God, hallelujah. Lord, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, God, higher, higher, higher. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Higher, higher, higher. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
All participants are muted,
hallelujah,
and they can unmute themselves.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah for all that he's done. Truly. Truly, we believe by faith on tonight. Glory to God. Prayers have been answered on tonight. Glory be to God. Doors have been opened on tonight. Glory to God. Breakthroughs on tonight. Hey, my son. Hey, glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. We give him praise. We give him thanks on this night. Glory to God for all that he has done. Hallelujah. We bless him. We thank him tonight, people of God, and we know that the Spirit of the Lord is yet moving. Glory be to God. But we give him thanks on tonight. We give him glory again. Hallelujah. Glory to God for the great things that he has done. Truly, we know that the Lord has done it on tonight. Glory be to God. So we, glory to God, thank God. Amen. We're thanking him, amen, for the prayer warrior on tonight, the woman of God. We bless God. We thank him on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And people of God, we just want to give you on tonight. Glory to God. Give you our prayer point. We want to give you our prayer point for tomorrow. We want to give you our prayer point for tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Glory be to God, and we want you to come on back, people of God, come on back. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, this is one. Amen, Jesus, there's a plague in the land, glory to God, and it is the spirit of addiction. Amen, tomorrow night, we'll be praying for those that are addicted. We'll be praying, laboring in prayer for those that are addicted, and we know that there are a lot of addictions in the land, people of God, but tomorrow, glory to God, we want you to, amen, be focusing on, be praying for those that are addicted, amen, those that are addicted, glory be to God. We want you to, people of God, amen, glory to God, begin to intercede, begin to pray, begin to touch, amen, even, glory to God, as we leave this line, begin to pray, amen, and intercede, get ready for tomorrow, glory to God, and tomorrow, we're going to be praying for the addicted. Amen. And people of God, we want to give you the scriptures for tomorrow night. The scriptures for tomorrow night, people of God. Amen. The first scripture comes from John. John, the 8th chapter, verses 2 through 36. John, the 8th chapter, verses 32 through 36. Amen. Glory to God. The next scripture is Galatians 5 and 1. Galatians 5 and 1. Amen. Glory be to God. The next scripture is Romans 6 and 22. Romans 6 and 22. Glory be to God. Again, people of God, amen. Jesus says John 8 and 32 through 36. Glory be to God. Galatians 5 and 1, people of God, and Romans 6 and 22. Amen. Glory be to God. Those are key scriptures. We know that you can, amen, Jesus. There are other scriptures that you can read, but those are our key scriptures, and those are the scriptures, amen, that we want to
amen, have at the forefront of our mind. When you go into pray, amen, when you go into pray, people of God, amen, have those scriptures in your spirit, amen, Jesus, for those that are addicted, people of God, and we want you to call it out, amen, whatever kind of addiction that there is, amen, Jesus, that the Lord, amen, would deliver his people, that he would deliver them from addiction, amen. The blood of Jesus, we pray, glory to God, that the Lord will break the hold of addiction, break the hold of every addiction for all, God, off of his people. Glory be to God. We want to pray, people of God, amen, that the Lord, amen, Jesus will turn situations around, amen, that he will bring them out. Glory be to God, even of the dark places. We want to pray, glory be to God, amen, Jesus, until we see, amen, the breakthrough, amen. Glory be to God. And that is, amen, day number 15, amen. That's our day number 15. Glory be to God. We'll be praying for the addicted, those that are addicted, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And I tell you, I believe everybody knows somebody, amen, Jesus, that's bound in some way, glory to God, by some type of addiction, some type of stronghold, glory be to God. But we know that Jesus, he came to set the captives free. He came to set every one of them free, glory be to God. And this is the prayer, amen, Jesus, that the Lord will set them free, glory to God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. So we bless God on tonight. We give God thanks. We give him praise on tonight, amen. Jesus, we bless him. We thank him tonight, amen. The poor, the needy, amen. We believe, God, by faith that he has done it, amen, again. We believe, amen, Jesus, on tonight, needs have been met. We believe on tonight, glory be to God, those chains, amen, that keep people in the poverty, that keep his people in poverty, those doors, glory be to God, that were shut upon his people. We believe by tonight, amen, the mighty hand of God has come to deliver, amen, to make ways to meet the needs, amen, of the poor and of the needy, amen. Glory be all over the land. We believe it. Just like that. Amen. God bless you, people of God. God bless you tonight. We thank God for you. We thank you for coming on tonight. Glory to God. We thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on tonight. Amen. Now listen, people of God. We want to let you know that the fast changes. Amen. Those of you that are fasting, consecrating with us. Amen. On tomorrow, it changes. Amen. Glory be to God. On tomorrow, it changes. Amen, Jesus. So we'll be having fruit, a garden salad at 6 a.m. Fruit, amen, in the morning. Glory to God. Fruit, a garden salad, amen, at 6 a.m. Amen. Glory to God. Meals at 12 noon and at 6 p.m. Again, meals at 12 noon and at 6 p.m. No meat and eat seafood only. No meat only at the 6 p.m. hour. Amen. Glory be to God. No meat and eat seafood only at 6 p.m. Amen. Now listen, if you have, amen, Jesus, because this consecration, amen, is causing is what fast do is begin to break down our bodies. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, as we're continuing on in the fast. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Next week, amen, we'll be having no meat and no seafood. Amen. But glory to God, so the man of God has made it so that, listen, you want to get your bio nutrients. You should get your bio nutrients. Get you some B complex and some D3. Get you some B complex and D3. Amen. Plus, you can get you some ground garlic and some turmeric. Get you some ground garlic and turmeric. Amen. Along with your B complex and your D3. Amen. Glory be to God. So this week, amen, I'm going to want to reiterate fruit and garden salads at 6 a.m. and then meals at 12 noon and 6 p.m. No meat and eat seafood only at 6 p.m. Amen. If you're allergic to seafood, people of God, amen, perhaps get you some turkey. Amen. Doesn't have any blood in it because we do know that there are people who are allergic to seafood. Amen, Jesus. So perhaps turkey, amen, Jesus, or tofu, amen, glory to God, but no chicken, amen, Jesus, but perhaps turkey. It doesn't have any blood in it, amen. So this is our fast. This is our consecration. Glory be to God. People of God, we want you to get your hearts ready, amen. Remember our prayer point for tomorrow, amen. We'll be praying for the addicted, amen. Glory to God, believing God that he's going to set every captive free, amen. Glory be to God. This is our prayer. We want to invite, come back, amen. Invite someone to come and be with us, people of God. We're on day 15, and we believe God by faith he's already doing it, amen. And but if we give him thanks, we give him praise. Glory to God. So we're going to bring our prayer warrior back on tonight. Amen. Forgive us our benediction, people of God. Glory to God. And listen, don't forget to come on back tomorrow. Amen. Bring somebody back with you and be blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you, prophetess. God bless you. You have the platform.
Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Wait. Star 6 again, prophetess.
Okay.
There you are.
Yes.
Bless
the name of Jesus tonight. We thank God for his presence in the midst of us tonight, and we believe by faith that he is a God that hears and answers prayer. He ordained this time for us to come together, and I believe by us being obedient or walking in obedience that we will see answers to our prayer. Now, tomorrow night is dealing with the addiction. I must say that I have family members that are addicted. I have a sister that died from drug addicts. She lost her sight. I had a husband died from the same thing. And I have family that's battling with that now. So I understand. I live with a man that was on drugs and alcohol. And I know, and I have had to pray him through. But while I was sitting here and she was talking, God placed in my spirit those of you who know I have pictures of loved ones or family, friends that you have. Hold on to that picture tomorrow night. And write their names if you have to. And if there's more than one person in the house, you stand in agreement, hold hands with that person's picture or that person. And we're going to believe God, glory to Jesus on tonight, that Jesus will send a breaker's anointing by the fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy every addiction out of their lives. And so we thank God tonight for his presence. And we thank God tonight for the PNN. We thank God for every one of you that are still on this line from every nation. We thank God for Evangelist Bradley and her team tonight. We bless God. So let us pray. Father, we give you thanks and praise. As we leave this line, as we leave your presence on this line, but not your presence in our lives. Be with us throughout the night. Cover us with your shed blood. Hide us behind the shadow of your cross. Let no weapon formed against us. Proclaim the blood of Jesus as a hedge of protection against every backlash, every spirit of retaliation, every territorial assignment, every regional spirit that is on an assignment that would operate even in the midnight hour. We pull it down and we cancel it and neutralize any opposition. And we thank you, God, that everything that is spoken tonight, we anticipate and expect you to move, and we look for manifestation as we depart from this line, but not from your presence. You go tonight and you be blessed. and Jesus cover you with his blood in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. People of God, that does conclude our broadcast on tonight. Don't forget to invite someone to come and be with you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each of you, and we will see you on tomorrow night.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.